Amen. This morning we're going to start with talking about healing of the emotional wounds. We're still on how to manage your emotions here. And I have to tell you that healing of emotional wounds is a process. Now, do you understand what a process is? It takes time. Okay? It's not instantaneous. It takes time. It doesn't happen all at once. It doesn't happen overnight. It requires that you invest some time into it and some diligent obedience to God's commands in your life to get through these times. So it may often seem like you have no progress at all. And you want to just think, I have so many problems, it's just not worth it. It's just too hard. You know, I'm absolutely going nowhere here. I'm just spinning my wheels, these types of things. But you really are. The problem is, you know, you've heard the saying, it's always darkest before it's dawn. You know? Yeah, can't give up. Because a lot of people give up right before they're ready to make the breakthrough. And they throw it all away. And if they just hung on, pressed through, they would actually get through that hurdle in their life and be able to move on to the next one and tackle it and get it under control. But a lot of times what we do is we don't. We give up. It's just too hard. You know, you have to keep in mind that even though you have a long way to go, you also came from a long way away, okay? Sometimes we forget, you know. The Bible tells us not to look back, but sometimes it does us good to look back and remember where we came from and how far we've actually come. Because it encourages us that if we got this far, I can make it further, okay? And you're less likely to give in. So, you know, I'm not telling you to dwell on your past and to let those things in your past control you. But sometimes it's good just to take a look back and see where you came from to remind you that, yes, I can do this. You know, I walked into someone's house yesterday and they had a sign on their door. It said, I can and I will. And they're not even Christians. I have no clue what the meaning behind the sign was, okay? But it's probably something that was very belligerent and kind of, you know. But to me, I took it a different way. I can and I will. I get to tell myself. Remember, it's my emotions. I get to tell myself how I'm going to feel about this. I get to tell myself what I can and can't do. You know what I'm saying? And too many times we tell ourselves that we can't do it. It's too hard. It's going to take too much out of me. I don't want to risk what it's going to ask me to risk. All these different things because it's so much easier just to give up. Well, you know, if you want to get anywhere, you got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. You only become stagnant when you stop. So you have to keep moving. You know when the boogeyman gets you? When you let everything go and you're just stopped, you know, and you're just sitting there resting. That's when he gets you. So, you know, you want to keep moving. You want to keep going, pressing forward at all costs. Because it's worth it in the end to get through that battle. And who knows, the next morning may be your breakthrough. Are you going to give it all up when you're that close? You know? And you can tell yourself that every day until it happens. You know, I don't know when it's coming, but I know it's coming and I'm not giving up because tomorrow morning may be the morning that I wake up and it's all gone. And you know, the whole thing is to thank God for the progress that you made so far. And to trust him to lead you on through the rest of it. Because you know that you only came as far as you came with him. Because you didn't make it one step in that right direction until you met him. Okay? So you didn't get nowhere down that path without him leading you. So once you're on the path and he's leading you, if he's brought you this far down the path and everything's been good, then he can take you the rest of the way down the path and everything's still going to be good. Okay, so we just have to trust him until we get that eventual victory because we have to do it one step at a time. You know, sometimes it looks so big in front of us, but But, you know, they tell me that the way you eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And that's the way that you have to tackle these problems, one step at a time, one little piece at a time, as you can handle it, one thing at a time. God doesn't sack you with everything at once because you never even start. You'd be too discouraged, and you wouldn't have no faith in yourself, and you would have no hope for it to be able to make it through, so you wouldn't even get going. He hoodwinks you into little things and then gets you going in the right direction and has he get you headed in the right direction. And all of a sudden you turn around and you go, wow, how'd I get here? It's because all along he's been leading you down this path. And when you do listen to him, you manage to move down into the right direction. Okay? Until we finally get to where he wants us to be. So it's one step at a time. Think of it like this. You have a bunch of shoestrings that are all knotted together. Okay? And each knot represents a problem in our lives. And in the beginning, you have this whole jumble of shoestrings. And God's not going to take and rip all the knots out at once. He's going to take and he's going to start with one knot. And he's going to start the progress of unknotting that one. And when he gets that one on all unknotted, then he'll pick up the next knot. And he'll start working on that knot. And he gently and ever so gently, so that it doesn't hurt you any more than it has to, pulls those knots apart. It may seem like it's taking too long, but let me tell you, if he ripped and tore at those knots to get them done quickly, you would be worse for the wear. Okay? You ought to thank him for taking the time that it takes him to do things. Because you remember last week I told you, God's never in a rush. God always gets things done in perfect time. And if he's taking his time, he has the time. Okay? And that's all we have to understand. We can't get discouraged, you know? Can't get discouraged. If it doesn't happen all at once, very seldom does it happen all at once. And if it happened all at once, would you really grow from the struggle? Yep, like the eaglet. That's where I was thinking, Nancy. Back to the eaglet. You know, would you really grow through that struggle? Would you really have a testimony to share? You know what I'm saying? Because of where you came from and what God brought you through and how successful you came through it, but only because you were following its lead. So, you know, you need to struggle in order to become stronger. If God just handed us everything, we'd be spoiled little children and expect everything to be handed to us. And that's not what God wants us to be. He wants us to be people who are willing to work for what we want. They're willing to do things. You know, God, you know, he's dealing with us about, say, maybe he's dealing with me about my mouth. Maybe I, you know, say things a little quicker than I should or something like that. And he may be dealing with that with me right now. I have other problems, but that's the thing he's dealing with me. Say, Shirley's a little selfish, and she doesn't want to give to other people. And so right now, that's the piece of Shirley that he'll be working with. And he's going to leave all the other things alone right now because he wants to get that selfishness taken care of first so she can start becoming a giving, open-hearted person. And see, and he'll take it one step at a time. He doesn't take and rip everything out at once. As if you told me I had all these ugly things inside of me all at the same time, it would frighten me, and I probably wouldn't do anything about them because, after all, how can I? There's so many. But when he tackles one thing at a time like he does, then we don't feel the impact of it as strongly. I mean, we still get the healing and the relief from it, but we don't have that hurtful impact that comes from separation. Now, if you want to receive emotional healing from God and come into an area of wholeness, then you have to realize that healing is a progress. And you have to allow the Lord to deal with you. That means he's got to deal with your problems in his own way and in his own time. And that means that when he tells you you have something wrong, don't deny it. You know, a lot of times people will tell you, you know, you're really sharp with people. You need to watch how you speak to people and stuff. No, I don't. Well, okay. But you just did. You know what I'm saying? And maybe you don't mean to, but that's the way it comes out. And so you need to be more aware of the way that you speak to people and how they perceive you and how they see you, because understand that you're a representative of Jesus Christ when you go out there. And if they see this smart mouth, snappy woman, they're not going to think that you're very much of a Christian. Okay? They're not going to see Jesus when they look at you. Okay? So, you know, you have to be willing to let him have his way. Your part is to cooperate with him in whatever area it is that he chooses to start dealing with you first. And, you know, I've seen this also a lot of times. God wants to deal with me about my selfishness, but I don't want him to deal with my selfishness. I want him to deal with my hurt, rejection. No, I want to deal with yourself. But I don't want, and we argue with God. We are not cooperating, okay? As long as we are not cooperating, he can't help us. Because sometimes he has to take care of one issue in order to be able to heal another issue. Because if he healed the other issue first, it would come back before he got the other one away. Because they're connected in some way. So, you know, you have to let God deal with things the way he wants to. It may not be the way that you would see things done, but it's the way he wants to do things. And, you know, and sometimes when people come in for deliverances, they come in and they want certain things to happen, certain things to be removed that day. And that's not what God's taking out that day. And they feel all disappointed and like, well, that wasn't worth even going because they didn't even deal with this. But the problem is they couldn't deal with that until they got rid of the other stuff. And so, see, once again, we're not cooperating with God. We're not understanding that God has to do things his way. Because he knows what causes each thing that's bothering us and keeping us in that emotional upheaval, and he has to settle it the way he sees fit to settle it. The reason we're in the condition we are anyhow is because we controlled things. Okay? We were in control, and look at the mess we made. And let me tell you this. Have you ever had a chain, a necklace, or, you know, something like that that gets knotted up? And sometimes you're trying to unknot it, and the more you try to unknot it, the more knotted it becomes. That's what we do with our lives. We have a mess, and instead of saying, God, fix this, unknot this mess, we sit there and we keep grabbing and snatching at it ourselves to the point that we aren't accomplishing anything but making a worse mess than it was to start with. Instead of trusting God and saying, God, here it is, I don't know how to fix it. You tell me, you show me what you want me to do, and I'll cooperate, okay? And I'll do the things you ask me to do, and I'll let you have your way, and I'll let you take care of the matters that you think are most important to take care of first. Because after all, I may see my car payment as more important than whether or not I have dog food. And God may think that my dog has to eat more than I need that car payment because he knows that car payment's going to be there for me. You see what I'm saying? We don't see the whole picture. God has things in place. And remember we talked last week and we said God always does things on time. He's never too late. He's never too late. So we need to learn to trust him. You know, it's the grace of God is not there to deliver you outside of his time. So you may want that certain thing addressed right now, but the anointing to get you out of that mess is not there right then for that to happen. Because that ain't God's plan for that day, for that moment, for that hour. So you have to understand that you can't make God do things that he's not ready to do. Okay? Yes. And sometimes when we get things prematurely, we mess it all up because we wasn't ready to receive it yet. But we can force it to happen, and we can make things happen on our own. And what we do is we tangle that chain a little more together. We we have a worse mess now than we had before. And then you're going, God, why'd you let this happen to me? It wasn't God. You left God sitting back along the road somewhere back there. And you let your emotions take over and let your emotions convince you that you knew what was best for yourself and you went ahead and did it. You can't blame God for what you chose to do. That's affirming your emotions. Okay? That's getting in touch with yourself and learning that, hey, boy, I was wrong. And I messed that up big time. Yeah, he's trying to keep you from tripping yourself up or hanging yourself, one or the other. So, you know, we have to learn to cooperate with him. If it isn't time for you to be free to that thing, there's no anointing there for it. And people need to understand that you can't force God's hand. You can't make him do what he's not ready to do yet. Yeah, we may try to force our kids to do things, but God isn't our kid. We can't make him go where he don't want to go. We can't make him do or say the things he doesn't want to do or say. So, you know, even sitting here being convicted by the message that you're hearing in these meetings doesn't mean that you're supposed to go out and set up some big 10-point plan on how to get free of your emotional problems. You know what it means? It means first you have to pray. You have to ask God. Because that's what I'm telling you here today. We've done this on our own far too long and made such a mess out of things. Now it's time for us to step back and say, okay, Daddy, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you help me? And let him help you. Okay? So, yeah, a lot of times we want to run and we want to do, okay, I got this problem. I got to fix it. What am I going to do first? What am I going to do now? And you know, and that isn't going to help you. What you need to do is you need to ask God what he wants you to do. It may be that it needs to start with forgiveness for one person. Somebody else, it may be selfishness that they need to get rid of to start their healing progress. See what I'm saying? Each person is different. There is no set plan. You can't make a plan. God will take you down the path he wants you to go when it's your time to go there. You can't force the issue. If someone says, here, surely come down here and we'll make this happen for you, they are lying to you, okay? They can't make anything happen that God isn't ready to have happen. And if something happens, check the source of where it came from. As if I was you, I'd be running quick to someone that I knew God, because I'd be afraid of what just happened. So, you know, sometimes in our haste to get things fixed, we go to the wrong sources to get a fix and make more of a problem for ourselves. So, we need to cooperate with God and let him do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. God's going to deal with each one of us in one specific area at a time. Each one of us is going to be different. It may take anywhere from 1 hour to several years. Okay? Could be instantaneous, but nowhere does it promise you that. Some things God does just take from you. Other things he wants you to struggle through so you don't pick them back up. Yeah. And you know, and I even see people struggle through things to get free of things just to pick them back up over and over and over again. And it is so sad. But that's what happens when we let our emotions control us. We keep falling back to the same area. So we need to know that no matter how much God loves us personally, not just when we do what we're supposed to do, but all of the time, whether I deserved his love or not, he loves us. That's why he sent his son for us. That's why he puts up with us. And believe me, we are a bunch of snot-nosed, hard-headed, stubborn, jerk of children, okay? We just are. And if it was anyone else but God, he would have wiped his hands of us a long, long, long time ago. But he truly and unconditionally loves each and every one of us. And he wants us to be emotionally whole so that we can actually do the things that he wants us to be able to do. We need to know that, you know, he has an unconditional love for us. And, you know, it's not something that we can buy, not with good works, not with good behavior, not with doing all the right things, giving to all the right charities. That isn't what does it. God loves you unconditionally because of you. He loves you unconditionally because he knows you personally, each and every one of us. And just like you know your child and you may not like very much what they are at that moment, you still love them because it's not who they are at that moment that you're looking at, but you're looking inside of them at that person that you know that they are. And that's what God does with us. He doesn't see this. He sees in here. He sees what's fighting to get out, but wants to be out, but wants to be willing to say, here I am. This is me. And so often we can't do that. We hide behind things because we're afraid. We don't have that strength behind us. We don't have that confidence in us to stand up and say, this is who I am. If somebody came in here right now and asked how many of us wanted to die for God, how many of us actually would? And how many of us would say, that's okay, I'll see you guys later, and walk out the front door? You don't know until the time comes. You know, that it's easy to sit and say, oh, I'd do it. I'd die for Christ. But would you? You know, God knows our hearts. And it's not until we really understand his heart that we're really going to understand what he gave to us. Because he's got a big, big heart. And there's no comparison anywhere. So as part of that progress, we need to get up every morning and we need to say to ourselves, God loves me. And when we do something wrong, we need to say to ourselves, God loves me. And when we have our trials and we have our tribulations, we need to say it again and again. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. He really does love me. And convince ourselves that even though it doesn't look like it, God loves us. Unconditionally loves us. Every time that Satan tries to steal that assurance of that love from you, you need to repeat over and over and over again, God loves me. I know he loves me. And make Satan just shut up. You know? Because that's what you're doing is you're telling him, I ain't listening to your lies. God loves me. I don't care what you say about me. God loves me. I don't care what sins you want to pull out of the closet and throw at my feet. God knows about him and he still loves me. Because God just loves me. Unconditionally loves me. You know, some of us need to really get in our Bibles and study up on God's unconditional love. Because we need to find out what it says in there so that when the devil comes at us, we can truly say, God loves me and mean it with everything in us. And know that that's absolutely the truth. That God does love you. He loved us all so much and gave his only son. You know, and I love the song, Only One King or whatever gave his own son, you know, and only one father. And I mean, you know, but it's only God. Nobody else has ever done that for me. Nobody else would ever do that for me. He is above and beyond anything that we can ever compare him to. No idol, no anything out there can compare with God's unconditional love for us. So we need to become well rooted and grounded in that love. So that we know that we know that we know that we know that no matter what goes on in life, that God does love us. And he is there for us. And he doesn't want us to be in this state. He wants us to have stable emotions, well-balanced lives. One of the problems with our modern instantaneous society is that we have a tendency to jump from one thing to another. To another, to another, to another. Okay, and we don't even really stop long enough to really appreciate what we have before we're jumping again. We've come to expect everything to be quick and easy for us. And we won't stick with the problem until we see a breakthrough because, you know, it's just too hard. If it's not an instantaneous thing, then I ain't working at it. If the relationship doesn't automatically click and everything absolutely perfect, then it ain't worth being committed to. Because after all, why do I want to work at it? You know, all things in this world that are worthwhile, you have to put something into. Anything that is really worthwhile, you have to work for. Not a one of them come free, except for the cross. That's the only thing that has any value at all that comes to you freely. You know, we have to stay with it until we see victory in the area that we're looking for a breakthrough in. We are in a rush. We want things done automatically all at once. You got to understand, God's not like that. He's not in a hurry. But he never quits either. He's going to be plugging away at it with you until it's done. He's going to deal with us about whatever he wants to deal with us, and he's going to work at that thing until it's perfect, until he has it where he needs it to be. Then he'll move on. And it still may not be the thing you want it to be, but he'll move on to the next thing. And he'll take his time with that thing also. And you'll think, God, this can take forever. I'll be 80 by the time I see all this finished. I'd like to enjoy some of this. But once again, that's your emotions. Tell them to shut up. God knows what he's doing. You will have time to enjoy because God's always on time. He may not be fast, but he has good time management. And he makes sure that all his little things are in place so things happen when they need to happen. So he's going to deal with us the way he wants to. He may even leave you for a while to let you rest. And you might think, God, where'd you go? You ain't done yet. Well, he knows that, but you need a rest. So enjoy your rest, because before you know, he's going to be knocking on your heart's door again, saying, Nancy, now I'm back. This is what we got to work on next. And you're going to be going, oh, God. Really? I was just enjoying resting. Okay, but he'll drag you back out of bed and he'll get you back on your feet and you'll go through the next segment and the next one and the next one until he gets you worked through it. Yeah, he's going to continue until one by one he gets every one of your knots on time. How many of us take that chain that we were trying to unscramble and just throw it to the side and say, forget it? God ain't going to do that to us, okay? It sometimes seems that we're not making any progress because the Lord is untying our knots one at a time. It may be hard because it takes time. But if you stick with the program, okay, and that's cooperating with God, listening for what he's telling you, doing exactly what he tells you to do, not what you feel like doing, okay, then you will see a victory and you will experience the freedom that you wanted for so long. But you have to understand, this is not Burger King. You do not get it your way. Okay? This is God's way or no way. And when you step into the path of God, you have to take it at his direction. Otherwise, you find yourself on side paths that you don't want to be on. So for this morning, stay with the thought that you need to remember unconditional love. If nothing else, when the enemy comes at you, flying at you with all these lies, trying to tell you you're unworthy, trying to tell you that you can't make it, trying to tell you that it's not worth it, trying to tell you what's the use, whatever it is that he's telling you, if you can fall back on that unconditional love, God loves me. That's why it's worth it. That's why I can keep going on. That's why I'm going to put one foot in front of the other, not set down, because God loves me. He loves me so much that the least I can do is to keep following.